Yo, everybody, it's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the 1130 Podcast Talk Pro Wrestling. What's good, everybody, going out there? Appreciate everyone tuning back in, listening back in to Talk Pro Wrestling. The weekend is upon us, man. We made it back here to a regular, you know, day that the podcast comes on in time. Friday, it's afternoon time. I'm excited, you guys. Appreciate it once again for everyone tuning in on the audio side, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Thank you guys so much. If you're new to the podcast, definitely leave a 5-star rating. Definitely subscribe. And speaking of subscribe, if you're new to the podcast, also on the YouTube side, definitely smash the subscribe button down below. You guys like it, leave a comment, and don't forget to follow the 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. But yo, man, like I said, I'm excited, man. The weekend is upon us. Tonight we got SmackDown. We got this Bloodline storyline. You know, we gonna milk it a little bit more. And also, you know, after what happened at Elimination Chamber last Saturday, we full-fledged all the way, man. We going straight ahead to WrestleMania. We're going to be talking about everything that went on this past weekend at Elimination Chamber and this past week in pro wrestling, you guys. But we ain't going to waste no more time. We're going to start it off, man. Yo, man, shout out. I want to say big shout out to all my Canadian listeners, wherever you at, Montreal, Toronto, man, wherever. I mean, for real, man, because Montreal, Canada, man, definitely showed out last Saturday at Elimination Chamber and also last Friday at Elimination Chamber, man. Speaking of Elimination Chamber, it was some big matches that went down, and the one big matchup that had Montreal, you know, going crazy, man. And this was one of the, you know, highest events that I believe that WWE has announced in Montreal at that, man. But nonetheless, man, Elimination Chamber was off the chain, but headlined by Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn for the WWE Undisputed Heavyweight Championship. Now, look here, man, it was a lot of fans going around, was like, yo, man, Sami Zayn got this. And you know, I was a part of one of those fans, man, out there like, yo, man, Sami Zayn can possibly pull this off, you know, just the momentum that he has behind him and everything like that. And yes, we've seen in the past where you've seen ladies and you've seen guys who they might be in their hometown and they defending the title or going after the championship and they lose, you know. That's kind of like been a bad little bad luck thing, you know. If you're in your hometown, you ain't winning. But we seen multiple times, you know, with Kofi Kingston, and we seen it with Daniel Bryan, with these guys were just so hot and the fans were behind them. And this was something with Sami Zayn, but the WWE did not pull the trigger on it. And I was seeing one video and I was like, okay, if Sami Zayn became WWE Undisputed World Heavyweight Champion at Elimination Chamber last Saturday night, then what? You know, like, then what? I mean, it would have been a cool moment. It would have been a great moment. You know, it would have been a viral video, a post to be on social media from the WWE. But when you got Roman Reigns, who they've been building up for the last, you know, 3 years, ever since he came back, you know, after the pandemic and won the Universal Champion and has been champion over 900 and something days right now, man, I don't think you just have him lose to Sami Zayn, though. Yes, the story was great. Yes, man, the fans are behind Sami Zayn, but I'm just like, I don't know. But we all seen indeed what happened and what a match it was. The best storyline, the best storytelling in WWE by far that we've seen in some time, man. But yes, you guys, Roman Reigns went out there and, you know, basically want to embarrass Sami Zayn in front of his family. And it was a couple of moments throughout the show, man. And I think it was one moment where Sami Zayn was outside of the ring and he was right in front of his wife. And I was watching the show with my fiance too, because she was, you know, this storyline, man, is it got people really intrigued, man. Because I was like, babe, who you think gonna win? She was like, I don't know, but I kind of like been paying attention though. Maybe Roman, maybe Sami, but this particular moment throughout the match where Roman went over there and started, you know, teasing sort of his wife on, you know, how Sami is gonna lose and how he could have, you know, stayed in the family. We could have been all one big family here. The moment that Sami kissed his wife, I said, oh, no, that's it. That's a wrap, man. We all remember, obviously, I don't believe they were dating in real life, but we all remember WrestleMania 28. At the start of the WrestleMania, I was like, wow, the World Heavyweight Championship is going on the line in the opening matchup? 2 years in a row? Okay, but yeah, where AJ Lee got up there and she kissed Daniel Bryan and turned around, boom, bro kick, you know, and I think it also happened to Zack Ryder at one point. I think he got Eve Torres got up on the ropes and kissed Zack Ryder and he lost or something like that. Or did whatever the case was. But I was like, but man, the storytelling itself, how emotional it was, not just for the fans who were watching, but for everyone in the building. I mean, if Sami had got a three count, the roof would have blown off the building, man. It would have blown off the building. But, you know, like, Sami Zayn reminds me of Mick Foley, man. And a lot of people have said that over the last couple of weeks, Sami Zayn, you know, with the hair, the beard, the clothing, it's not like he's coming out there in some, you know, good looking tights or good looking, you know, trunks or anything like that. He's just coming out there in some pants, a t-shirt. I don't give a crap how my hair looks. I'm just out here to wrestle and do my thing. And that was sort of how Mick Foley was. And Mick Foley had gained so much popularity behind him, you know, he became the WWE champion, you know. So I don't, like I said, Sami Zayn didn't win at Elimination Chamber, but I feel like he will indeed win the WWE championship sometime this year, just to capitalize off his popularity. Maybe not, though, but I can possibly see him winning sometime this year. But boy, oh boy, how the match ended, man, with Jey Uso coming out there. Before Jey Uso came out there, we seen Jimmy out there. We seen Jimmy out there doing his thing for a minute and beating up Sami. And I said this on an episode of Commission Talk, man. I'm like, Jimmy, man, like, for the last couple of weeks, but in between the Royal Rumble and going into Elimination Chamber, you know, Jimmy had this, well, the Usos had this big tag team matchup on SmackDown where they was going against Ricochet and Braun Strowman. And Jimmy like, oh my God, man, I need to find my brother. I need to find my brother Jay, man. Where is Jay? Where is he? I need to find him. I've been calling him. And the night of the event, I don't know where he's at. He's talking to Paul Heyman backstage. Jay shows up out of the crowd. He's like, man, you know what? You my twin. You know, I ain't gonna let you down, man. For real, I'm not gonna let you down. I'm never gonna let you down. Cool. They had the matchup, but like I said, with layers to this is that, you know, although Jimmy asks Jay, man, are you in or you out, man? And Jay is like, I don't know. You feel me? And I think that should be the answer, man. I don't know, because it's stuff that we gotta talk about also with you too. Yeah, I know Roman is bitching everybody out. I'm talking about from the back of the locker room to the front of the locker room. He bitching everybody out, pinning them, stacking them, doing everything though. But also though, like, even though these, you know, Jay and Jimmy are brothers and they twins, and you don't really see too much beef and, you know, too much stuff that goes on with the twins, because they as close as, you know, you could get though, right? But Jay also still gotta, you know, talk to his brother like, dog, like, what's up with you? Like, how do you just, you snap like that? Like, it was one moment, yeah, you know, you're smiley, you ain't trying to lose these tag team titles, neither is Jay. But I don't think that's his main concern. I think his concern is what's going on, man, with all these cracks in the bloodline and how everybody treating Sammy and stuff like that. But I love it. But like I said, when Jay came out, I was looking for Jay, and he came out, stood there in the middle of the ring against Roman Reigns, and he had that like same look on his face that he had at the Royal Rumble. But more, he had that look on his face when he said to Roman Reigns some years back after that Hell in a Cell match, "Roman, I hate you." You know, like he had that look, you know, and Roman like, "Man, is he with me or him?" You know, and then boom, Sammy Spears, Jay goes out. Roman just goes off, man. He just goes off and he goes to war and just start hamming on Sammy. And then right there, I knew it's a wrap. It's a wrap. I mean, you might as well warm up the buses. It's a wrap, man. And the faces to me, I mean, a little bit. Just a little bit. The faces to me were just a little bit as close as when The Undertaker lost at WrestleMania. Like, everybody in Montreal was just, they were heartbroken, man. Like, they were just like, ah. Like, man, because I just, the way they was building this up, man, especially for them 2 weeks going into Elimination Chamber, even that Monday Night Raw, man. And a little bit, you know, I was like, okay, I can go with Sammy. But a little bit on, especially on that Monday Night Raw, you know, when he was talking to Cody Rhodes and stuff, and he was like, "Man, you think I could beat Roman Reigns?" And I'm like, "Come on, man! Like your popularity is going through the roof. This building is going crazy for you. They are gonna go crazy for you. They just been chanting Sammy, or Sammy Uso, or whatever the case is, man. You gotta have some type of confidence within yourself." And you know, Mick Foley, I don't think he was the most confident guy, but he didn't let nothing held him back. You know, whether it was, you know, throwing himself on top of the steel cages or Hell in the Cell matches, Mick Foley was the man. But, you know, boy, oh boy, what a matchup it was in the storyline that took place at the Elimination Chamber, man. I thought it was beautiful, man. Really beautiful. So we know, you know, you've seen the picture of Cody Rhodes. We know that in a couple of weeks, you guys, man, it's more than a couple of weeks. We got some time. But April 1st, April 2nd, WrestleMania 39, SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Yeah, California in the city. Okay, all right, yeah. WrestleMania 39 goes Hollywood, man. It's the first time WrestleMania is going Hollywood since 2005, when WrestleMania 21 was headlined by Triple H, who's now the creator, you know, who's in charge and creating everything you see on WWE TV now, against Hollywood's own Dave Bautista. So, yeah, man, see, WWE has really grown, man. But, yes, we've seen one. I can't show it here because WWE will come up in my next, man, and probably more. But we seen on Elimination Chamber last Saturday. I was about to say Sunday. I'm so used to, you know, I'm kind of like getting used to the pay-per-views or the premium live events on Saturday nights. But I remember when they were on Sunday nights, too, because, you know, if something big especially happened, like at the, like the Royal Rumble at the end of that, in Elimination Chamber, you knew the next night we getting into it. So they gave him a little break. So, but nonetheless, though, we got WrestleMania that's coming up, and it's going to be big. What I was thinking of, I almost lost my thought, though. Elimination Chamber. We seen the first WrestleMania Goes Hollywood trailer parody of with Seth freaking Rollins and Becky Lynch, where Seth Rollins was playing the Joker and Becky Lynch playing Batman, man. It was really, really awesome. You know, Seth Rollins having his theme song played in the background and just everything about Seth Rollins, especially when he come out there doing that. Oh, yeah, man. Like, Joker-like, man. Really Joker-like. So he did that well. Really did that well. Speaking of WrestleMania, like I said, man, we are on the road to WrestleMania. And there's a couple of matches that have been announced. Before we get back to these Elimination Chamber predictions, a couple of matches that has been announced for WrestleMania. Obviously, we got the World Heavyweight Undisputed Championship on the line, with Roman Reigns defending against the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. And I know a lot of people are behind Cody Rhodes, and maybe Cody Rhodes could be in some trouble. You know, we haven't seen Cody or Roman come face to face at all since Cody won the Royal Rumble. You know, we've been getting Paul Heyman and Cody Rhodes, who had a great promo a couple of weeks ago, and Paul Heyman went too far this past week on Monday Night Raw talking about he's not married, so you know, he can get up and, you know, Brandy or get with Brandy or whatever the case was like that. But I'm a little worried for Cody, man. I want to see what he can do. You know, if he can turn the notch up a little bit. We've seen him do his thing in the ring, and obviously the last time Cody was in WWE, it was about what, 2014, 15? I might got them years wrong or whatnot. But last time we seen him, he was what, Stardust. And, you know, he was doing his thing with his brother before then, you know, against the Shield or whatnot. So, you know, like, when he left, it wasn't the greatest taste in everyone's mouth, you know, when he left off. But now he's back, and he's the American Nightmare, and obviously sort of, you know, done his own thing and created AEW. We all seen what he did with that and what's going on with AEW. So can he just, you know, can he win the big one? Can he win the big one against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania? I'm doubting him a little bit, though. You know, I would love for him to win, though, but the way Roman Reigns and the path of destruction that the tribal chief, that the head of the table is on, is unstoppable, man. It really is. Also, we got Charlotte Flair. Let me get a woo. Okay. Yeah, Charlotte Flair, you guys, will be going up against mommy of Rhea Ripley in the Rhea Ripley, one of the baddest women's wrestlers right now. That's out right now. That's by far, bro. I mean, it's Rhea and then Bianca. You know, because Rhea has been really doing her thing within Judgment Day, and she's gonna go face to face, you guys. Yeah, she's gonna go face to face with the Queen, Charlotte Flair, tonight on SmackDown, you guys. Yes, I know the old the picture said next week, you guys, though. I meant to update that before we had got on. But yes, that is gonna go down tonight. It was announced last week, but yes, Mommy Earth and Rhea Ripley will go face to face with her challenger at WrestleMania 39 tonight on SmackDown. So we're gonna see what's in store for all of this. Rhea and Dom said they're gonna show up on SmackDown. You know, also, you know, because Charlotte's here, and also Rey Mysterio has a matchup on SmackDown as well tonight that Dominic Mysterio want to get an up close look at. So we're gonna see what that goes, man, because I'm looking forward to this matchup between Rey Mysterio and Dominic, man. And we've been seeing all the stuff that they've been doing with Rey Mysterio and Dominic over the last some weeks, man. So, you know, whether it was Thanksgiving, whether it was Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, I'm loving it. I'm loving it, man. To see what happens on SmackDown with that. But on the WrestleMania note, before we get back to some Elimination Chamber matches, and I just mentioned Bianca Belair, who's doing the damn thing, man, might I add, though. And yeah, Bianca Belair will defend her Raw Women's Championship against Asuka. Yes, Asuka is on a roll right now, man. She won this past Sunday. Excuse me. See, I was just talking about it, right? She won this past Saturday's Elimination Chamber matchup, where all the ladies were in it doing their thing. When I mean all the ladies, I mean all the ladies, man. We talking about Liv Morgan, Raquel Gonzalez, Raquel Rodriguez, excuse me, Rodriguez, Gonzalez, come on, man, Nikki Cross, Carmella, and Canada's own Natalya, all these six women just killed it. They opened up the show. It was amazing. I think every woman out of this, man, had a really dope moment. Raquel Rodriguez, I would love for her to be a heel and see what else she do. I think the strong look that she presents is just a little bit too much for me. I want to see it be a badass and kick some ass. You know, I think Liv Morgan really redeemed herself and showed a lot of people what she's capable of at the Royal Rumble by coming out number two and almost, you know, winning the damn thing, you know. And Natty, who just came back from a broken nose injury, you know. And obviously, Canada was upset and she got, you know, eliminated, rightfully so. She's from Canada. Nikki Cross, man, I, you know, want to see what's up with Nikki. And Carmella also made her return a couple of weeks ago and just looking gorgeous, though. Corey, don't come after me, Corey. Please don't. But yes, you guys, Asuka took up the W in this, man. Yes, took up the W. Okay, we're going to move on, you guys. Back on to the Elimination Chamber. We're going to recap some more matches. One match that was pretty freaking strange to me, you guys. Brock Lesnar versus Bobby freaking Lashley. Now, no disrespect to Seth, though, but Bobby is the man. But Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. Brock versus Bobby Lashley. My picks for this match, I was like, I said it. I said this match is going to end in a DQ countout or something like that. It's going to end like that. And damn it, if the match did not end like that with Brock Lesnar giving a low blow, he kicked him right in the dick, man. I mean, come on. He kicked him right in the dick. And it was like the match was going okay. But, I mean, with these two behemoths, it's like suplex, suplex, spear, hurt lock, F5, suplex, suplex, spear. Hurt Lock, F5, and it's like, okay, it's not really, I guess, too much these big men can do, but it ended in a low blow. I seen the match ended in disqualification. I thought these guys were going to have a, you know, have the blow-off match at WrestleMania, you know, the big show, have the big blow-off at WrestleMania, but that don't seem like that's the plan by far, you guys, man. And when I see that don't seem like the plan, that don't seem like the plan. Well, on Monday night on Raw, well, coming up this Monday night on Raw, and as well, we seen on Monday night on Raw, we seen, well, MVP talking trash about how Brock Lesnar sort of scathed out that match against Bobby Lashley. But MVP's giant and Omos, well, he issued a challenge to the Beast himself, Brock Lesnar, at WrestleMania. Now, the biggest question is, will Brock Lesnar show up to accept Omos' WrestleMania challenge on Monday Night Raw? Now, I don't even know where should I even start at right here. I really don't even know where should I even start. Omos been doing, I mean, yeah, we did see Omos interact with Brock at the Royal Rumble, but we seen Gunther interact with Brock also. We seen a couple other people interact with Brock, and I get what they doing with Omos, though. And if I know some people say the word, if you get it, then shut the hell up. But come on, hey, it's my show. But man, come on, man. Omos, though? Let me take this picture down for people. Just click off the video. I don't even know, man. I don't know how I feel. I want you guys, everyone there down below, what you guys think, man? What do you guys think? Leave a comment. How do you feel about Brock Lesnar possibly accepting the challenge to face Omos at WrestleMania? So there's been some huge rumors going out there about Brock Lesnar's opponent at WrestleMania, you know, who he may face. I don't know. I don't know. And like I said, what threw me off about the whole matchup was on Friday night on SmackDown, it was Bray Wyatt, which I'm completely lost on what's going on with Bray Wyatt right now. I'm completely lost. They supposed to be at the Royal Rumble. They doubled at the Royal Rumble, or prior to the Royal Rumble, you had Howdy, Uncle Howdy, hit Bray with Sister Abigail. And at the Royal Rumble, he sort of sided with Bray, and then they supposed to be like some sort of team, I guess, that we seen last week on SmackDown. So I'm not sure. But what he said last week, what threw me off, is that I'm coming for the winner of the match between Brock and Bobby, and which they ended in a DQ, and we never saw anything of Bray Wyatt, not Saturday nor Monday. Okay, man. All right. Next match on the card, which was a cool matchup. We seen the mixed tag team matchup. Well, before we get there, I guess we talk about this matchup first. We seen the men's Elimination Chamber matchup, which was incredible. I mean, Triple H know how to highlight some mid-card talent and put them in the main event spotlight. It only been one world champion in this match, and that's Seth freaking Rollins. And everybody else haven't been world champion. Never been in an Elimination, besides maybe one or two. But, I mean, like, this match was by far, hands down, one of the dopest matches of the night. We got Johnny Gargano, who, man, oh, man, almost landed on his freaking neck, bro, after that reverse Hurricane Rana. Bronson Reed just being Bronson Reed. Everybody, I know he got no reaction in Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago. Give my man a chance, man, for real. I'm really digging Bronson Reed. Damian Priest, man, where do I even go with Damian Priest, man? Like, what do I even say? I don't even think it's nothing bad to say, man. I think Damian Priest, along with Finn Balor, Rhea, you know, Mommy, and Dom Dom, they're killing it right now in Judgment Day. So, I don't even know. What bad can I say about Damian, though? Seth freaking Rollins on what he's doing. Montez Ford, who showed up and showed out, man. When I say he showed up and showed out, Austin Theory as well. But I just mentioned Montez Ford, who showed up and showed out. Shout out to his wife, Bianca Belair, who came out with his ring entrance, man, and did it, man. Really, that's dope support, man. That's real support. Montez's biggest singles matchup. That biggest matchup in his career, and like I said, he did not let down. Everything that he did within the Elimination Chamber, even from just climbing the Elimination Chamber and just free falling off the jump, man, I was like, yo, like that one. And the one, I think Seth was on top of one of the pods and he was getting thrown off, but it was like a reverse flip. It was dog sick, man, sick. But like I said, this past week on Commission Talk, we was on Buzzing with Marlo. Shout out my guy Warren Marlo. But I love the fact how Austin Theory won this match, man, because boy, they are really building a star in Austin Theory. But I love how the fact that Austin Theory won the matchup, even though we seen some interference by Logan Paul. Also, you guys, leave a comment what you guys think about Logan Paul and Seth freaking Rollins, man. I mean, WWE is sort of ran this, I don't want to say ran its cycle with all the veterans, and they ain't got nobody really for Seth Rollins to face at WrestleMania. So, I don't know. We going with Logan Paul. I mean, he's a big social media megastar. He's going to put eyeballs on the company. So, you know, Seth Rollins is a big star, so he deserves some big a big match at WrestleMania, and he will take on Logan Paul. So that's sort of to be interesting, see where it goes. I think it's going to be a show seller. People probably doubt it. The way Logan Paul has been doing his damn thing since making his debut in WWE last year at WrestleMania, am I right? He's been killing it. But I love the fact how Austin Theory won this match, and he won the match, and he got up on the pod that he was thrown off the year prior by Brock Lesnar winning the WWE Championship when they You know? Yeah, we all know this story. But yeah, he got thrown off that same pod. And the pod he got thrown off last year, he was on top of, holding the United States Championship. Shout out to Montez Ford one more time, because I love how he said on the bump, it's the US Championship, man. You know, all the support, and it's not just him, it's us. So when he become champ, man, he's definitely going to be the man, man. He's definitely going to be the man. So shout out to Montez Ford, man. But yeah, that was a dope match. Real quick before I move on. Yeah, that was a dope match. Austin Theory retained his championship. We seen at the press conference that he issued where he said, I mean, we'll do an open challenge on Monday Night Raw. And we got the open challenge and a person accepted. And that was the Rated R Superstar Edge, who had a fantastic matchup. Yes, he had a fantastic matchup with Austin Theory on Monday Night Raw, but I'm getting to it in just a bit. But yeah, man, it was great. It was great. And Austin Theory supposedly maybe taking on John Cena at WrestleMania, man. I don't see what John Cena could else, you know, could really, what else he got left to prove or do. And I think this is going to be a big WrestleMania for Austin Theory. But I was just speaking on Edge having an awesome matchup with Austin Theory at the end of Monday Night Raw. Great matchup in front of Canada. It's what, didn't wrestle in this 17 years. So beautiful, beautiful matchup. And out comes Finn Balor to, you know, spoil everything, man. To interfere in a little bit of it. The ref did not see it. And A-Town down, Edge goes, and Austin Theory retains the United States Championship. Oh, man. But, yes, you guys, this right here was an awesome matchup. I figured Edge was going to take the I was thinking that maybe, just maybe, Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley will win, because Rhea just won the Royal Rumble. You know, they want to keep her going hot until WrestleMania. But that was not the case. Edge and Beth won. And this was kind of like Beth's first match back up in some time. And, you know, Edge also. So they took the W, leaving Rhea Ripley looking strong by pinning Finn Balor. And it looked like Edge and Finn Balor is looking on to have a huge matchup set off for WrestleMania, you guys. Man, let me know your thoughts. And, you know, what you guys thinking about WrestleMania, man, as it goes Hollywood, man. I'm excited. Definitely, definitely excited. We got a lot to look forward to this coming week. And as I was talking about a little bit earlier, what's coming up this coming week, especially on Monday Night Raw, will Brock Lesnar show up and accept Omos' WrestleMania challenge? Another thing that took place at the end of Monday Night Raw. Well, not the end of Monday Night Raw, but another thing that took place on Monday Night Raw. You know, just want to correct myself. We seen Lita and Becky Lynch, you guys. Yes, Lita and Becky Lynch threw out a awesome challenge, man. They threw out a challenge to the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions and Io Sky and Dakota Kai. So, yep, that's right, you guys. Next week, I thought this was going down at WrestleMania when I initially, you know, saw it and heard it, and I was like, okay. And you know, I was heard Trish was supposed to be there. Trish was there, but some creative plans got, you know, thrown out. And I was like, oh, man, because Trish is my girl, man. Like, that's my boo all the way, all day long. But, yeah, shout out to Lita, man. I love it that she's, you know, still hanging around. She's still coming back. And, you know, I see a lot of women's wrestlers, you know, especially in the early 2000s, would love to come back and compete and, you know, get in the ring with some of these ladies now, because the women's division wasn't nowhere near close to what it was, you know, today. So on Raw next Monday, we got Becky and Lita teaming up, going against tag team champs Dakota Kai and Io Sky of Damage Control. So that is going to be a very, 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 very interesting thing, man. For real. Very interesting thing coming up, you guys, man. What a show it was. What a weekend it was, man, for this particular guy right here, Sami Zayn. And let's see what happens on SmackDown tonight as the storyline progresses. I know last week on SmackDown, boy, at the end of that, boy, Roman Reigns got major heat. F you, Roman. I'm talking about heat, boy. Like, oh man, my man got nuclear heat out the ass, man. You feel me? They had to literally mute it, and nothing at all. Okay, you guys, man. Yeah, I wish Sammy the best. I can't wait to see what goes on. Also, you guys, man, before I head on out of here, I almost got to mention something, you guys. I almost forgot to mention something as I was talking about the women's wrestlers. Mercedes, you guys. We all know Mercedes, a.k.a. Sasha Banks, won a championship. I'm not going to say the name of the championship because I don't want to be wrong. I know she won a championship in New Japan Pro Wrestling over the weekend, you guys. And once again, shout out to her. Shout out to her. And I see she doing a damn thing, kicking ass, kicking down doors, kicking ass, taking names, and her absence away from WWE. So like I said, I wish her the best, man. And I'm two women still succeed elsewhere, everywhere else, man, and men too. So once again, shout out to Sasha Banks, also known as Mercedes, or Mercedes, also known as Sasha Banks, man. For real. Man, this has been a great show, man. I've been riding solo, dolo. You know I can talk wrestling all day long, anything. I thought I'd drop past this week here on the 1130 podcast, talk pro wrestling, get my thoughts and opinions on what went down this past week in wrestling, man. Bron Breakker, the fans are turning on Bron. We already knew that coming. I saw that coming from a mile away, man. It's just they building him up. Even he got that look like how John Cena had. But they building him up, and it's like, nah. I don't know. For some reason, NXT just haven't been doing it all the way for me, though. But, man, just everything on Raw and SmackDown, I've just been fully invested in. AEW was also good. Man, do John Moxley just stop bleeding, bro? Like, does he? Like, does he though? But the whole MJF, man, come on, man. If you wasn't so scum of the earth, man, I guess your wife wouldn't let leave you though, right? But hey, that wasn't nice. But man, yeah, we got a AEW Revolution coming up in a couple of weeks. We got the 60-minute Iron Man matchup between Bryan Danielson and MJF. We got Samoa Joe taking on Warlow. We got a huge tag team Fatal 4-Way matchup that's going down. They had a huge Fatal 4-Way matchup that's going down and everything, man. So it's going to be fun. It really is, man. I'm out of here. and enjoy the weekend. Enjoy some wrestling. But before I head on out of here, you guys, I thank everyone for tuning in this past week's episode of the 1130 Podcast Show, where I had my guy King Shorty Rock on from New York, man. He's a hip-hop artist, a creator, a producer, songwriter. He was awesome, man. So if you haven't checked out that episode, definitely check it out. When we talk about his upbringing from street rags to spiritual riches, him joining the gang, depression, suicide, and you know, hip hop and everything, man. So definitely check that out. Also, once again, shout out to Harley Hendrix. Once again, shout out to my guy Big Smash and Gator Live, man. Yes, Gator Live and Big Smash, former guests here on the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. I had them on, as well as Harley. I had them on Beyond 1130 that came out last night. Thank everyone for tuning in to the episode. It was so much fun. The next episode will be dropping in a couple of weeks, man. So stay tuned for real. And also, you guys, the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling, will be live next Wednesday, you guys. Yes, next Friday's show will be on a Wednesday. It will be live featuring Commission Talks. So if you want to get all the news and want to stay updated with the 1130 podcast, do me a huge favor. Follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. Yes, man. Before I head on out of here, you know what time it is. And don't forget to follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at the 1130 podcast, like the 1130 podcast on Facebook. And if you haven't done so, this entire episode, I know what you're waiting for, man. Hit that subscribe button down below, you guys. Yes, hit that down below. Also, follow the 1130 podcast on Instagram at the 1130 podcast underscore. Woo! I think that's it. man, this has been a great one. I'm about to head on out of here, you guys, man. Enjoy wrestling tonight, each and every day that you enjoy independent wrestling as well. Shout out to all my independent wrestling. And enjoy whatever you like, man. For real. Yo, I'm out of here, man. This has been a great one. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Give all the glory to God, man. Until next time. Yo, it's your man, Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels. And I'm out.